This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Time for morning devotions. I'm Chris Witz. How to understand the Bible. Now, there's a real good topic to think about. We think about our God, our tremendous God who has precision and perfection, and we can look up and see the glory of God all around us, as well as the messages that he gave. And here we have the Bible. The Bible is a tremendous book. It's more than a book. It tells us about God, about people, what he did for mankind over a period of time. Here we have Isaiah, for example, the prophet Isaiah, who 700 years before the birth of Jesus, he wrote, "Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground." That's Isaiah 53, 1-2. And many of Isaiah's predictions about the Saviour God that was promised could only be understood after it happened. And that's where the scriptures, the Bible, is so important. We're talking about divine plans or the divine nature of the Bible, the inspiration through God's Spirit in the Bible. And you can, as you read the Bible, understand something about the nature of God. God, it tells us about God, what he did, what he is like. And we have the prophets and the apostles who experienced the Spirit's inspiring hand upon them. Here we have a group of people who were so different and whose message weaves together and gives us a tremendous view of God. And we read that there's nothing beyond the reach of God, not the past or the present or the future, because we read in the Bible about the wisdom and the power and the knowledge of God. He is awesome. He is an awesome God, one who works according to the characteristics of his love. So the nature of God comes through very clearly. Now, Jesus said himself in Matthew, "I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished." He said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." So I'm saying today that the Bible is thoroughly reliable. It will accomplish everything that it's intended to do. People say there's contradictions in the Bible, but what we're going to say that today is there are some ideas to help you understand the Bible. We can't do it in 4 minutes, of course, today, but it does give you an idea. If you're going to be serious about the Bible, read the passages of the Bible in context. So read what precedes a passage and what follows it. So look for face value. So read the text for what it actually says. The result of reading too much into the words is not a deeper sense of the spiritual meaning, but it's really an attempt to understand. The material, of course, is historical. It talks about real things that happened. Figures of speech are used. And we need to also understand that the passages of the Bible speak about the same subject. This is the miraculous thing about the Bible. So think about the words you're reading in the Bible. Use commentaries. Use Bible dictionaries. Or you could perhaps get what we call a study Bible, a Bible that has actually notes to the text of an ordinary Bible that's usually written at the bottom of the page. And that can actually give you a great understanding of the Bible. So let it speak to you, yourself. If you're not familiar with the Bible, I would suggest start with the book of Mark. That's the second book in the New Testament, and it's a biography of Jesus reported by the writer Mark. So it's one of the four books in the beginning of the New Testament. So as you read the Bible, don't let the words frustrate you or the terms frustrate you. You may not understand everything, but if you understand 80% of all you read in the Bible, I think you're doing very well. So there's a few ideas. It's alive. The Word of God is alive. It's real. And we're talking here this morning about a sacred text, and it is God's living Word. So may God bless you as you try to understand the Bible. Well, we thank you, Lord, today for new people that we meet who help us to understand the Bible. Their knowledge of your Word is quite amazing. Help us, Lord, to take it in. Open our hearts, Lord, and our minds so that we can understand and learn. We thank you for your amazing love, and I offer this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.